You know, I used to make a lot of videos about David Miano from World of Antiquity, but I haven't really done that too much lately. But we do still cross paths. And we had an exchange on Twitter over the last couple of days that, well, it inspired me to make a video here because I think that this really needs hammered home to some people. So let's discuss scientific methodology and scientific evidence and the difference between like real science and science that maybe not so much. Maybe it used to be science. Hi. My name's Dan, and welcome to the Dunking. Now, I'm not filming at home tonight, in case you can't tell. This is the Spokane River, and this is not a green screen, so I'll stop the audio filter for a second here. And then you can hear, that's really the river there. Look, there's leaves and shit on the ground. Some people always think I'm in a green screen when I go to film at these places, so sorry, man. I really like to get out and about. My son's at home playing video games right now. Anyway, let's talk about science. Now, if you're scientifically literate, there's generally two different branches of science, two different general categories. You're going to have hard science and soft science. I think most of us recognize that, like psychology is a softer science, whereas neurochemistry or neuroscience is a hard science, right? The data in a neurochemist's freaking data set isn't inference, isn't based on somebody self-reporting, isn't based on, well, 500 different people said that they felt this way, and therefore, but that's what psychology is, right? So archaeology finds itself in a similar position. It is informed by hard data from time to time. But generally speaking, the way that archaeology goes about doing things is very soft. Now, don't get me wrong. Like evolution was sussed through these soft inferences, right? Darwin looked at the different finches and he put it together in his head. This isn't an invalid way of figuring things out. So don't mistake me for throwing out the baby with the bathwater here. The thing that I'm bringing up here is that it's not a tool for debunking when you have a soft science for very obvious reasons. And when it's paraded around as such, which is what Dave was doing, you treat it like hard data. He won't even admit that there's a difference. He won't even admit that one is scientific and that one's not. I mean, even the archaeologists have to begrudgingly admit that there is like things that give them absolute dates and relative dates. One of these is solid and one of these is not. And that's only somebody who's idealistically inclined would probably have a problem seeing this, but we'll go ahead and talk for a minute. If your position is not something that's replicable, it's not science. Okay. So like, Darwin's finches. You can look at those finches and say, that's interesting, but that's not science. That's an observation. That's step one of a hypothesis that you had to flesh out with data. And it was debated for a very long time. Still debated today, but it was debated for a very long time. And the door was finally shut on it with hard science, genetics. These things prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, these two species were related. Now you have evidence. Now you have science. Now, 150 years ago, what Darwin was doing was the best that they had. And that's where archaeology kind of still is today. It doesn't have anything to prove where this rock came from. It doesn't have anything to prove that this arrowhead is X number of years old. It goes by inference. It goes by context. And that's most of the time going to be accurate, but not always. And in certain situations, for example, Ben's belief about the vases is these were heirlooms. These were treasured objects. So if you find them somewhere else, that doesn't mean that they were brand new or contemporary to those people. It quite very well could have been antiques that they bought from Egypt, the same kind of thing. It's not a tool for debunking. It's not even a tool for good mockery. All it is showing that certain people don't seem to understand the difference between hard and soft data. This is an important point for me to make, not because I want to prove Davy Boy wrong. I feel like I've already done that enough times. The reason that this is an important point for me to make is that the people that watch him believe that they're team science. And that position that he's portraying literally preys on scientific illiteracy. If his followers or get science and get the methodology, they won't fall for that bullshit. They will know that stratigraphy is not remotely as good as dendrochronology for dating an object. And We argued back and forth about this, and it's not my intention to drag Dave here for being an idiot, although he was pretty much a complete fucking moron in that discussion, and I'll say that point blank, Dave. Idealistically, drooling on your goddamn shoes over there, bro. Saying stuff. You'll notice that you don't have a whole lot of people commenting supporting you because they're all going... But if you go on to YouTube, you'll find lots of people that watch David Miano talk about this kind of stuff like he's some sort of an authority. And the fact of the matter is, he's either scientifically illiterate or he doesn't really know up from down. But anyway, I'm not trying to drag the man. Like I said, my point here is his followers need to recognize that this is, I want his followers to recognize that this is not science, man. And while Ben may well be wrong, as a matter of fact, me and Ben disagree on numerous things, but while Ben may well be wrong about this, that, or the other thing, the way that Dave's going about it is pissing up a row. It's using soft data, portraying it as hard data, and in the end, all he's doing is making himself look dumb and making his followers less educated in real science, but he's getting more clicks, isn't he? And that's really what this comes down to. I believe there are numerous people that are afraid to color outside the lines, that are afraid to do what I just did and say they disagree with somebody who's on the same team, right? I mean, I will stand right fucking, I've got a video clip, I'll put it right here.
It's one of the biggest windmills that they like to tilt at with people like yourself, is they say that he can't handle any criticism, he won't listen to anybody who doesn't say anything you disagree with. Graham is well aware I disagree with him on numerous things, and here I am talking to him.
I don't even agree with Graham Hancock, and I'll tell him to his goddamn face. These people, they don't do that, okay? And that's... You can call yourself team science all you want. You can call yourself honesty all you want. You can call yourself whatever. If you're afraid to color outside of the lines because you think it's going to affect your bottom line, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're not doing this right, okay? Maybe you're doing great for building a YouTube brand, but, here we are, right? It's pretty easy to point out that you're not exactly doing this right. You're not being intellectually honest, and you are sacrificing your audience's knowledge base for your clicks, for your own ego. I've already discussed this kind of thing with Flint Dibble. He did this a lot with the Graham Hancock thing, the debate on Joe Rogan, but he does it a lot outside of that. You can find him quite often saying things that are patently false, or very, very, very misleading. And just portraying it as real data. Oh, this is real archaeology. No, dude, this is not real archaeology. Okay, let's talk real fast about why archaeology does this shit, okay? You know, archaeology is rooted on collecting. It's the old days, it was antiquities dealers and collectors. And so, like, guys would buy all these Roman fucking bullshit, they'd put it on their shelves, and then eventually they're like, you know, these ones that kind of look the same, they probably came from this period, and pretty soon they started putting together dating, and they started determining... Because that's what collectors do, right? Any of you guys have looked at those shelves that ain't behind me right now? I collected all kinds of goofy shit. So I get where you might not have a real solid record, but you're going to have the collecting community that's like, hey, the ones that have this sticker on it came from there, and the ones that have that sticker on it came from there, and it becomes just part of the lexicon, and people just don't really question it after a while, even unless a new discovery proves them all wrong. So I get that that's where this antiquities, that's where archaeology came from. And so because of that, there's this desire to answer questions, even when you don't have an answer. And I guess that's where it really, when you don't know, then you just got to fucking say you don't know. Okay? If you come out there and you say, we know because we think this might meet the Göbekli Tepe skull cult, for example. This is a skull cult. It could be a number of different things, but it just gets labeled a skull cult and passed around. And with the debunking community, there ain't nothing else to call it. It's a fucking skull cult, man. Game, set, match. I don't really know how else you could put this. That's not scientific, man. That is not scientific. That's not even close to scientific. That's ideologically driven. That's why I'm making a video about this. Like, we all have our ideas, our presuppositions, our beliefs. But when you let that taint your interpretation of the data, when you know that you're like leaning a certain direction and you don't kind of roll yourself back a bit, You're being intellectually dishonest. Fucking Christopher Dunn about this whole under the pyramid thing. My last video, I talked about, I quoted him. He said flat out that he's like, he recognizes that I really want this to be true. So I need to get extra careful here. That is intellectual honesty. Now, I don't agree with Christopher Dunn on everything, and he's well aware of that, but that doesn't matter because he carries himself with fucking integrity by comparison. He's not going to try to tell me his inference is science. And that, my friends, is the difference. So, anyway, I think I've preached about that enough. I'll really quickly point out that I kind of fucked up on the Baghdad battery. I cut a piece of pipe because I can't get any rolling sheets of copper here in town. All the places that carry them seem to have them stolen all the time. I can get copper pipe. So I got a piece of copper pipe. I cut it down the center so that I could make the cell. And when I made it to coil over the top of itself, it rubbed against the black iron. So it wouldn't have created a proper cell. So I had to go get a bigger piece of pipe. And after I got a bigger piece of pipe, I sat down and yelled at David Miano a little bit more on Twitter and decided that this was a video that was going to happen today. So anyway, the Baghdad battery video is coming. I've got a video to make on my boy Milo Rossi. Similar in vein to this, although it will be far more scripted and with more clips to back things up. This is clearly on the fly, but yeah, I've been thinking about this for a couple hours. Quite a long time, actually. Stupid bug fucking crawling on my phone. Anyway. Thank you all for watching very much. I'm going to be in Sedona, Arizona here in just a couple of weeks, talking on stage with Graham Hancock. You might want to come check that out. I'm going to be at the Cosmic Summit on June 5th, I believe it is. You should come down to North Carolina and check that out. You should click buttons down below, donate to this, that, and the other thing. And look, man, in all honesty, when it comes to science and stuff, when it comes to there is a difference between like what we can prove, like more or less definitively. Now, I know science won't use the word proof, but if you use dendrochronology and you've got tree ring dates going back 10,000 years and you've used that to determine what year this fucking knife handle was cut from a tree, you don't know exactly when that thing was carved. Maybe that piece of wood sat for 100 years, but you could be pretty goddamn clear as to about when it was made. And when you've got a whole structure that's built with timbers that you can carve it, that you can use dendrochronology on and carbon dating on, it means a whole lot more than the decorations that are hanging up inside of the place. And if you're not ready to recognize that, people like David Miano, maybe you shouldn't be educating people on this sort of thing. Just putting that out there. Maybe you should stay in your lane and talk about history and not discuss the hard data. Thank you very much and have a good day.